Welcome to Boss Up Babes, helping babes show up, boss up, and thrive. With number one best-selling author, global influencer, and ultimate boss babe, Carissa Adkins. Carissa is a health and wellness expert and CEO of the 365 Daily Hustle, here to help mompreneurs and career-focused women boss up and reclaim their healthiest life. She is a pro at cutting through the BS and inspiring massive breakthroughs that help women create healthy routines and habits that facilitate personal and professional growth. Are you ready to reclaim your best life, take action, and be a badass boss babe? Let's get to it.
What up, ladies? Hello, queens. Welcome to another awesome episode of Boss Up Babes. I am your host, Carissa Adkins, number one mindset and health coach, helping female badasses boss up to the next level of greatness, really just with their bodies, their mindsets, and this little thing called bank accounts. So I absolutely love, what I get to do each and every day. And I love being able to share strategies and tips and hacks with you, whether it's over in the Healthy Hustle Facebook community or right here on an episode each week, or, between the reps. It's another show that I have. So you guys know, I just love being able to really help women. I'm on a mission to help 1 million women in the next 365 days boss up so that they can really, truly have it all, right? A banging body, a thriving life, an amazing business, great sex, and a fat ass bank account. So that's what I'm all about because I love it. Grab your pen and paper because today we are talking all about turning prospects into clients and how to take the ick out of selling and so much more. I have a good friend of mine, Jana, who's with me, and I'm going to introduce her here in a minute. But before I get into all those juicy, juicy tips and strategies and conversation, really, a little life update from your boss up, babe. So I'm telling you, like, I help women create not just a healthy ass life, but a lot of wealth. And I feel like I've learned to unlock the magic, right, within myself. And once we know how to do something for ourselves, we then turn it to our clients and we teach our clients all these amazing strategies. And I tell all of you this right now because I'm in a very kind of a scary, uncomfortable zone in my business. So I'm getting ready to scale. I've taken on so many amazing clients. Like, I really am blown away that I can sit at my dinner table every single night or every other day and say, babe, I closed another 12K client. I closed another 20K client. You know what I mean? Like, when did this even become the new normal? Sometimes I'm like, what? I remember as a struggling coach that barely made 10 grand in a year, y'all, that I was like, I was working out of scarcity and fear and like my mind was all over the place and it was garbage. And here I am. I'm like, oh, like, cheers to another amazing 15K. You know, like, that's nuts. That's nuts. But I say that it's scary because growth is scary, right? We know that, like, getting outside of our comfort zone is scary and taking on so many new clients because they're coming to me, right? I am a freaking magnet right now. And it's a beautiful thing. Every morning I ask God, I say, God, bring me the women who I need to help boss up. Like, bring me the women who need me. I trust that the women you bring me are going, to need me and want to work with me. And by golly, I get on the phone. That happens. They say, yes, I'm all in. When can I start tomorrow? Right. So what's scary is I'm getting ready to grow, right, and grow my business. So I've had employees before. They've kind of come, they've kind of gone, but I am looking to grow my fantastic team. I'm looking for a nutritionist. I'm looking for fitness and, instructors, group instructors. I'm looking for gut health and hormone specialists because right now, y'all, I'm doing it all and that's not sustainable. That is not sustainable. And so I can see that. And so that's just kind of what I wanted to bring up to you is like, nothing great comes from the comfort zone in life and health and business. Yeah, it's okay to like ride out the comfort for a little bit, but damn it, that's our job. Like, it's our job to boss up to the next level because if I want to reach 100 like over 1 million women in 365 days. I've got to expand my team. I've got to expand all of that, right? And I got to be open to and willing to for all that expansion to come my way. So hopefully that just kind of inspires you to, if you're like that struggling coach, it's like, oh my God, I'm grasping at everything, trying to land a new client. Like there is light at the end of the tunnel, I promise. So with that, I thought that'd be a good, beautiful life moment to kind of share with you, because I've got the guru of sales. Like, I feel like I've landed a huge freaking shark right now, and I'm so excited to bring her on. So with that, there is a new way to sell. A client conversation based on service, authenticity, connection, and trust. Ooh, God dang, that feels really good to say. Yes, it is possible to share your offering in a way that you can feel good about it and massively up-level your success at the same time. In today's episode, we are talking to walking proof of this concept. She's an intuitive sales coach, Jana Niskey. Did I say that right, Jana?
It's Nixa, but don't worry. Everybody mispronounces it. Nixa.
Thank you. Well, with that, Jana Niska, the intuitive sales coach, mindset expert, AKA sales coach with an edge and a badass twist. Jana, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Carissa, for having me. It's a pleasure.
Of course, and girl, I brought all my money with me today. I just thought it was so appropriate for this conversation we're about to have. So I know how fast these shows go. These episodes are extremely fast, and you know, one day we'll get to longer shows, but I have a time span of 30 minutes when I'm on elliptical to listen to a podcast. So that's kind of why I like to keep them this way. So with all that said, I want to know, what's your story? How did you become the sales guru, like the mindset, like, how did you become the amazing Jana?
Okay, I'm going to make this as quick as I can. So I actually have a 2-decade-long career as a top-performing sales executive. Mm. And something that always set me apart from a lot of my peers, and I didn't even necessarily know this at the time, I just saw myself continuously perform year upon year, and I never did it the way they told me to. And
what a rule breaker.
I didn't even know it at the time. It just never felt right. And for some reason, even at the young age of 22, I gave myself permission to sell and connect with my customers in a way that felt good. Mm. And if there was any source of stress during those years in the corporate world, is when top performing executives would come and ride with me to see what I was all about. I'd be like, oh my gosh, they're going to find out that I don't do the pushy thing. I don't do the hard close. I don't do the cheesy sales line. I don't back people into the corner. And it would make me really nervous. And because I knew that that's what they thought, right? Because that's your typical salesperson, right? They don't take no for an answer. And so I was never that. And so over time, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, I had this sort of epiphany where I knew there was more for me. Mm. And behind the scenes, while I still continued to do my sales thing, I started really getting into mindset and leveling up and human potential and the subconscious and our belief system. And so that, even to this day, is still my total obsession and passion. And then a great coach a few years ago, when I was trying to figure this out, maybe you have listeners out there that are like, do I do what I'm naturally good at? Do I do what I love? And she had this brilliant idea called, why don't you put them together? Why don't you do both?
Some parts work on that, y'all.
I was like, you know, that's really interesting, because sales, like having children, does bring up our stuff, right? Right in front of our face. Fear of rejection, you know, whatever it may be, self-worth. And so I was able to really combine both my passion and my skill set. And so that's where the intuitive sales coach was born. So
I love that, y'all. Okay, gotta back it up, because she gave such beautiful golden nuggets. First off, she gave herself fucking permission to be herself. Right? Like, who would have thought that, like, you being you could, like, allow you to sell and become, like, this top executive sales? Like, come on now. Right? So, A, if you're waiting for someone to give you permission to be great, quit waiting on them and give yourself permission. And if you need someone, like, literally, like, Jana and I will give you permission right now to be, like, to live your most epic life. Like, you deserve that, okay? Yeah. Number two is that she hired a coach, right? That just, we can see as a coach and as mentors, they can see what we can't quite see. And when we are stuck in this, like, oh, this overwhelm of like, oh, I should be doing X, but I really want to be doing X. Like, she just was like, yeah, cool. I have a coach. Like, this is the problem. And the coach was like, yeah, just put it together. Like, why not? And you're like, what? Mic drop, right? That was well worth everything. I just paid you. Are you kidding me? So I love that. I love that. And she invests in herself by hiring a coach, and she gave herself permission to be great. So you brought up fears, and that, like, when you're either on the side of the phone, it's like you're trying to sell, or the Zoom that you're trying to sell. And then the opposite side, everyone, like, fears of like, when is she going to sell me? Like, we've been on both sides, right? And nobody likes to really feel those feelings on either side, but it does, it comes right up. So sales fears, right? What are some of the biggest fears when it comes to sales, and how can people overcome them?
Well, there's two really big ones that I have to address almost immediately, day one, with my clients. And the first one is, you know, you touched on it before, that giving yourself permission to wipe that slate clean. What I like to say is, light the sales rules on fire, because a very huge point of anxiety and fear is around getting it right, yeah, and doing it the way. And I have to be pushy, and I have to put my sales hat on now. Mm-hmm. And nothing could be further from the truth. You get to be you, talk about what you're brilliant at, connect with somebody else, and see if it fits together. It doesn't have to be this sales, you know, another part of you or other persona that has to take over and force somebody into something. Yeah. And so wiping that slate clean is a big piece of it, right? And then the second one is around that fear of rejection. Because what we do as human beings, you know, we want to be liked, and we want, you know, we want people to see the best in us, and we don't really want to feel that rejection. It's very like evolution, biological survival, right? Mm-hmm. So what you really have to do in those moments is separate yourself from the meaning you're giving that no, right? Mm-hmm. Whether they say yes or no has nothing to do with you and your self-worth, right? Yeah. And if you think about it, whenever you've had to say no for whatever reason, 99.9% of the time, it's not about the person on the other end of the phone. It's all about your timing. It's about where you are, and it's about your fear.
Yeah.
Not the other person. And so really working through that fear of rejection and the meaning that you're giving it. And, you know, the best way to do that is to separate yourself from that thought in those moments, so that you don't put all this pressure on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in danger. Rejection is not going to kill you. And it's not about you, which is probably rule number one when it comes to
sales. Get back to girl. It's about, yeah. I love that. Thank you for, you know, like, just even addressing it. And so you mentioned, like, it's just a conversation, right? It really is. I think that was in your bio or something like that I read. It was like, it truly is just a conversation between two people. And nothing actually burns me more than when I get on a phone with a coach and they try and sell me on a program that I actually don't even need. You know what I mean? They're like, why didn't you know that I, like, at some, like, that's what you have is actually you, did you even listen to me? You know, like, did you even hear my pain points? So I would just have to add, like, just over the last couple of weeks, I've really, you know, or not weeks, months, and even years, is like, I used to, as the coach, I used to be so focused on, like, the script and the perfectionism of, like, how's this going, right? Am I doing all the steps? Yeah. Instead of just dropping it all and, like, having a conversation with a woman and, like, listening to her, you know what I mean? Like, listening to her pain points, listening to even see if I'm going to be a good coach for her. Because I'm not really doing her a good service, you guys, if you're, like, taking her money and or taking his money, whoever, and then you can't deliver, right? Like that doesn't feel good. And then it's not great. Okay. So there's like the bro way to sell, and then there's like the feminine way. And when I think broken sales, it's kind of like the old bro way, like buy, buy, buy. And if you get here, then I'll boss up here and you get this. And then it's like, it's so much stuff throwing at you. But yeah. What's the broken traditional sales mode? Like, what do you think used to work that like we're really trying to break free from now?
Well, you know, you just hit on something. I'm not even convinced. I guess it worked at some point. I mean, everybody sort of needs to ask themselves that question. I don't ever remember being backed into a corner and being like, you know what? Yes. but I guess it did. The model came from somewhere, but it never resonated with me. Mm. And that's one of the biggest reasons I did decide to continue with the sales pieces, because there's a lot, particularly female entrepreneurs out there, that have such a hang up around the sales process because they are trying to do it this way that's never felt good, mm-hmm. never worked for them. And now here they are trying to do something, like you said, that's broken. Right. It's pushy. And to your point, you know, not only you don't want to have to convince somebody to work with you, you want it to be this, you know, am I allowed to say, hell yes.
Sort yeah.
Hell yes, I do. That's the energy you want to be in. And when you listen to the person, truly, people think listening is passive, but it's actually a very active process, because what you're doing in those moments is you're not just listening and waiting to talk and trying to get it right and get all the things out. You're actually listening to them, not just what's coming out of their mouth, but what's underneath those words.
Yes.
So that you can dig deeper, because really that's when your coaching begins.
Yeah.
Because you have to really pull out of them, you know, why they are where they are and where they want to be and what's getting in the way of them getting there. Mm-hmm. And so to your point, yeah, I don't think there's anything more frustrating than somebody who's trying to sell me or project a problem onto me. Like, I'm like, wait a minute. No. That's not what I said. Hang on. Wait, time out. And then they're just going, they're off. And you can't even stop them because now they're in their spiel. So just giving yourself space and that person space, like you said, to have that conversation and see if you understand and can meet their needs. And both of you have the ability to say no.
Right.
Which I think is another piece of it. You don't want to work with somebody that's not resonating with you, that you're trying to force. They're going to be the problem child. They're going to be the ones that don't believe and are constantly pushing back and not really, respecting the process.
Right.
And so just giving that space. And I don't think there's a lot of sales models that give you that. It's we go for the yes, We don't take no for an answer.
God. Yeah. I'm like, don't just say that. I'm like, I'm out. And as a marketing, right? Because marketing is like my second zone of genius. It's like when clients will come to me and they're like, I just don't have my messaging right. I'm like, well, are you listening to your people on the sales calls? You know, because they will tell you exactly what their problems are in their words. So another great way to get outside of like the script of like just, you know, listening to them to like respond is like listen them to like literally write down exactly what it is that they're saying word for word. And then use that in your marketing, you guys. So it's like, if someone says, I'm the heaviest I have ever been, that is clearly a title that I need to be using in my marketing strategies, right? In my Facebook stories, because multiple women say that, right? Like, or I packed on the COVID 20. Like, these are things that everyone starts to say on the sales call. So listen to it first off. And then, there was like a second point that I was like, oh, that's so good. That like comes from like the marketing standpoint. Here it is. Just as much as it's important to know if that if they're the right fit for you, it's also important to know who's not the right fit, because I have, as a coach, I've chased the dollar instead of the transformation. Mm-hmm. And I have regretted, that's the call that you're like, God, I hope she calls in today. God, she never does anything that I ask her to. Gosh, if she just would want it more, like, it causes us more frustration. So yes, people will tell you all day long, like, know who you're selling to, like, know your ideal client, y'all, but you should know who is not your ideal client, because then it's like red flag, red flag, red flag. I give you some tips and strategies because, you know, I will feel bad if I don't do that on a call. And I'm like, cool. Yeah, no, goodbye. And so, yeah, that's really important. You guys slow your roll and have a normal conversation. And just to be really clear, the old way that she's talking about, the broken traditional way, is like that salesy, pushy, buy now, you know, like handle all of the stuff. Don't do that. It's not good. It doesn't feel good. Cool. All right. So we definitely touched on the new way, but like, you have this thing called like selling from the inside out. Is there anything that you want to touch on that and that expertise that you have?
Well, so, you know, it really does begin with belief in yourself and belief in this process and belief, most importantly, in the person. Maybe believing in that, you know, that next level version of them that they can't quite tap into yet, but you see it, right? Mm. And that's really where, that's the part of the conversation where you really want to communicate and connect with them, is that you see their potential, you see their dreams coming true, right? And really honing in on that. And, but also with that, empathizing where they are right now. Mm. I think a lot of times people just are real quick to like, oh, but yeah, but, and you know, get right back in, but no, feel into where they are, really connect with that. I think if there was anything back in my sales career that really served me, it was listening, but also really putting myself in their shoes, feeling into their pain. And people, more than just about anything, want to be seen, heard, and validated. And if you can do that for somebody on a call and then take them through that process of where you can say, I've worked with other people in your exact same place. I hear you. I see you. Yeah. Here's what we're able to do with people like you, in, you know, providing examples, stories, testimonials. Mm-hmm. It's very powerful because you know, we all do this. We all think our situation's unique and nobody else has ever been here and nobody could possibly, you know, you've tried everything. And just helping them see that that's not true, because that's absolutely not true. So if there's any selling you're doing, it's selling them on the fact that what they think and what they're believing isn't necessarily the truth.
Right.
And that's really more coaching than anything. Mm-hmm. But that's really what this process is about. That's where your coaching begins with them, is for them to believe a different story. Mm-hmm. And holding space for those objections, because so many salespeople or coaches in general, you know, they're, everybody's doing the best they can with where they are.
Yeah.
No judgment, but they just pounce on whatever the resistance is instead of holding space for it,
right.
Letting it be there for a second.
Yeah. God, I had a beautiful conversation with one of my newest clients. She came on board last week. And she, you know, begins to tell me about, you know, like how her life is just really crazy right now. And she's still trying to get over, you know, losing a mom. And I could feel that. Right. And I've been there and I was like, I know. And then I was like, the 11:30, right. I made the call. I had to, you know, make that scary call to let my mom pass. Like, when you can start to relate and bring in those stories, they're like, oh, you're a human too. Hello. You've got problems too. You've been through what I've been through. And if it isn't me, then it is a testimonial. That's such a great piece of advice, you guys. So hear your people, listen to them, hold that space. She's right on the money here. Okay. So we've got like a minute left or a couple minutes left here. What would be your biggest piece of advice for the brand new coach? Because I have a lot of coaches that I work with and that actually listen to this show. So biggest piece of advice of like where they're just starting. So they just got their certification. They're like, I'm going to go sell. What would be your biggest piece of advice to give them?
Oh my goodness.
It doesn't have to be anything with selling. It could be anything.
Oh, gosh. Trust yourself. Trust yourself. There's so much more available to you than you really even know. So much of, and that's where that selling from the inside out. Because nobody told me at 22 to be myself. Nobody told me how to do, but I just knew. And when you feel that resistance inside you, listen, there's a reason.
Yeah. Love that, y'all. Listen to your body. It's got so much wisdom. It's so much. Oh, love it. Well, okay. One more question. Cause like some people will go on for like 5 minutes about like their one strategy. biggest hurdle in 1 minute, biggest hurdle that you've had to face being an entrepreneur.
This is pretty funny, you being a marketing person. So it's really hilarious because of all that I teach about listening and all these things in the sales lens. Mm-hmm. But I didn't fully appreciate it early on in the marketing lens. In fact, if there are any career salespeople listening, you know, historically, maybe you can relate, sales and marketing used to do this, right? And so I know what they need. I've been doing this for 20, I know exactly what they need. And I do, I know that it's that point where you go to the close that all the fears come up and your heart starts racing and you get really nervous to ask them for the business. I know that's the pivotal moment. However, I didn't know how to speak to them about that pivotal moment. I didn't know the thoughts they were having. So that was a really big, so when you were saying before, listen to them and their thoughts, because even though you may know what's got them stuck, the way they talk to themselves about their stuckness is going to be different. And that was a huge learning for me.
Love it. Love it. Dana, thank you as always. You're such a beautiful soul. Thank you for sharing your energy and your time and your freaking expertise. I'm going to encourage all of my lady coaches to go and listen, especially to this podcast interview. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate you being a guest on the Boss Up Babe show.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. And ladies, I got a quickly shameless plug because I am doing a membership drive over in the Healthy Hustle. So you guys all know I run this fantastic Facebook community. It's called The Healthy Hustle. Go to Facebook, request to join. It's female badasses only. So sorry, guys. And sorry, you know, stay-at-home mamas. I love you. But there's lots and lots of groups for you over there. But I'm doing a member drive. And I know that come October, come November, we're all trying to like find more cash, because we've got all those Christmas presents to buy, all the extra dinners and the parties and all that jazz to go to. And I say all of this because I'm giving away a $100 Amazon gift card to whoever invites the most people into the Healthy Hustle community. So you do have to be a member in there to start to participate. But all of October, you guys, we are going to be encouraging you to invite your friends, invite your lady bosses, just invite anyone who you honestly know, not just for the $100 gift card. Like, trust me, we want that. Trust, like, I get that. Like, that's free money. But invite them because you actually care about them and you want them to learn, like, how to develop a strong mindset. If they're struggling with nutrition and exercise and creating high-performing habits that are going to set them up for these epic, you know, epic dream months like I'm having, like, invite them over. If you're a current member, thank you. If you're a brand new member, come on over. I go live once a week on Mondays. I'm constantly sharing tips, strategies, and advice, just like I do here. I'm doing that over on there on Mondays. There's so much free workouts, free recipes. Like, I'm just there to support you. I told you I'm on a mission to help 1 million women. That's not all paid women. I just want to share my expertise with the world because I know what it's like, you know, to need to boss up. So with all that, I'm a high performance coach providing health, mindset, and life coaching mentorship to women. If you are tired of playing small, ladies, and you know you're meant for more, please book that free 15-minute clarity call with me. I only work with women, though, who are really ready to take action and boss up to the next level. So if that's you, let's talk. If it's not, I love you. Go be in the group. I'd love to support you that way. And with that, have a beautiful day, y'all. I'll see you next week for another awesome episode.
Thank you for listening to Boss Up Babes with Carissa Adkins, bringing you tangible tips and expert coaching advice to help you boss up and get healthy. Tune in every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for interviews with industry leaders and powerhouse boss babes that will empower you to take action and live your best life. If you're ready to boss up and work with Carissa in one of her transformative group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.